Welcome to the longest running real estate talk show in the North Bay, the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman. The Kelly Norman team. Mike and Allison are here every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for, and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike and Allison. Now, the Kelly Norman team. Mike Kelly and Allison Norman on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning, Mike Kelly, and happy Thanksgiving to one and all. Thank you, Joe. Joe's favorite song. And yeah, if you want to be in a home before Christmas, you better get moving right now because time is a ticking. But if you're in a home before Christmas, you know, congratulations, and I hope it's something you really wanted and got what you thought you would be getting and all that good stuff. We are here. You go. Yep, not much time left. So the welcome once again to the Real Estate Hour. We are heard every Sunday morning. As usual, we're running late. We're going to stop doing that in January, first of the year.
Our New Year's resolutions.
We're going to get down here in time. Okay, not one last email. Let's get
you
out
make
of here.
Joe panic here.
Oh my God!
I was getting football notes ready and all that stuff. So it's be my strength, but
really, you said, did we have a show this weekend? Anyway, so hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Joe. Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yes, it was real nice. Yeah. I ate too much, so yeah. That's pretty much the idea, right?
I think that's kind of the American way.
I was a little disappointed. How the Michigan-Ohio State game ended yesterday was a heck of a game.
Oh, I thought it was a great game. Yeah. Hey, look, you know, Harbaugh needs this get off it. I mean, he had, a pick six, all right?
That's part of football. I agree with him on that last. There's no way he made the 15-yard line, but that's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes. That's too bad. With replay too, and checking
and
it
the
out.
Replay. That's what I went by. The replay. Yeah. I mean, the yellow line was wrong. It was marked wrong in the first place. The little yellow line they have there. Yeah, as soon as I saw it, I said, "Well, that's not where the first down is because it's overtime. The drive starts at the 25, right? So they got to get to the 15 for the first down." But that was a heck of a game, though.
It was a heck of a football game. It's too bad he had to take that attitude, which Harbaugh does a lot.
Well, I miss that.
He's a little whiny. He's like,
I miss that.
Very bitter over the the refs and all that stuff.
Ohio State did only have two penalties the whole game.
Yeah, but Ohio State was two field goals, too. And it's normally like
too.
Guy clockwork.
That's true, too.
So they need really, if they would have made their field goals, they didn't need that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's kind of bowl time anyway, right? This is like football. All the yesterday was like nothing but college football.
Yeah.
Which was terrific. I had a great time. Anyway, so
part of the holiday weekend, right?
Part of the holiday weekend. We had dinner at my brother's house, and I had a great time there. And we had the usual incredible feast. Okay, which he has himself. He's a chef. His daughter, his wife's a pastry chef. His oldest son's a chef. His oldest daughter is a chef, and then his youngest daughter's a pastry chef. So we had the usual assault, on everything imaginable, but it was a lot of fun.
Lots of food.
And then I bought a heritage turkey on about 2 days before Thanksgiving and went and got that. And it was a little 10.5-pounder, $8 a pound, but it's a little expensive, but it supports the 4-H girls and gals and all that stuff and girls and gals and how about guys and gals over in the Spasmal area. And then it was really cool because I met the girl who raised the turkey and all that good stuff. And so it was a lot of fun. So Allison is as panicking as usual, trying to put the camera on and everything.
So we have our new mics. Last week our Facebook Live was really rough. There was something going on with the microphone. You couldn't really make out the show at all on Facebook. So we're gonna sound good with our lavalier mics and we'll be live on Facebook shortly. Until then you can
cool. So until then just hang on. But just want to remind you how to get a hold of us. You can give us get a hold of us. You can get a hold of us at 636-1350. That's the direct line into the studio, 636-1350. Or you can go to nodumbquestion@gmail.com, nodumbquestion@gmail.com. And you can always, you know, text or send an email to that. The Allison's number, 799-3617. That's 707-799-3617. We're all over the Facebook. We're on Facebook Lives, I think, shortly. Are we on now, or are we just...
We are on Facebook Live. Good morning.
Yeah, yeah. So we're playing with that and all that kind of good stuff. So if you want to, we have a better microphone system.
And it's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
Right. That's in Facebook, so you can check this out there. And we're kind of like working through our new microphone system, so hang on and wait for that. Then, so the on the show today, you know, we've been kind of lacking on guests recently. So yesterday I was sitting down going over some of the people we're going to have on the show in the upcoming months, and we're going to chat about one of the issues shortly after we get through the introduction. But we're going to have Mike Trainin. He's going to be on the show, and Mike's as you well know, folks who have listened to the show for many years, is a retired sanitarian from the county. This has to do with septics and all that kind of good stuff. And there are some new Machiavellian regulations that are coming down from the state.
Using the big words again.
You know, I know. Yeah, you know, because our audience is very smart.
Machiavellian.
I won't say anything about the co-host, but the so there's an issue that came up that I called him and asked him about. He goes, oh, yeah, that's starting to happen, but there's really nothing in writing. So we're going to chat about that. But more importantly, we're going to get Mike on here probably within the next quarter after we get everything worked out as far as the just what's going on. Because right now it's kind of still shaky. Remember when they had all those people that they did the state thing, they all came down here to Sonoma County?
Oh, they had the huge turnout that they completely were not expecting.
And those people were the most... They look like they're the most beat up people in the world. Okay. So it was kind of interesting to see. But things have come out of that. That was about 3 years ago. And so but they've come out kind of sneakily. So there's things out there. If you go to the county right now and you do certain things, they will come up. So it'll scare the bejesus out of you. So we're going to talk about that. Then we're also going to have Tom Hafson on. He's our permit consultant. And also we're going to get Larry Shork on. He's a pest control guy we work with quite a bit. Scott Gage, who's a home inspector. He's going to get him on here probably in the first quarter of the year. And then Jan O'Neill, who we've had on the show many times before. We're going to have actually about 3 weeks ago, but she had a meeting. She had to go out of town. We'll get her back on, and she talks about trust and wills and estates,
yep,
all that kind of good stuff. And then we'll get Pete Filippini back on here, or Otto Kobler, either one of those guys.
One of our lenders.
Because rates are, unfortunately, Ellie's going to talk about those in a second here. They're on the way up. And then we're going to talk to Marco Suarez, and he's works for the Economic Development Board, and they have a great program for small businesses. We're going to have Marco come on probably sometime next year, also during the first quarter. So that's kind of what we got lined up for. But let's take a break now, Joe, so I can get my microphone straight and get our camera.
We'll take it.
And you got lined up for the New Year's resolutions that you're never going to be late again.
Yeah, of course, yes.
We're going to help Joe not be so stressed out.
Another tradition, making New Year's resolutions, yes, that you know is not going to come through.
Well, there's going to be a whole bunch of stuff done on the show next year that's not being done right now, okay? And so we will get that done, or heads will roll. So we'll take a break.
Heads will roll.
We will take a break and come back more as we adjust our Facebook page. So go on to Facebook, and it's...
We're live. We're good. Facebook we're live. It's the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
Yep.
And you can watch us on the radio.
Great. So
can listen on the radio.
You can. Let's take a break, Joe. We'll come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
We'll be right back after these words.
Coast to coast, late night, all night, on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Should you be addressing one of those questions you're afraid to ask? Is my retirement plan in good shape, or am I in trouble? With people living longer and longer these days, what is the best plan for you to not outlive your retirement income? Local financial advisor Pat Petucci will discuss questions like those and other timely financial issues as he hosts Your Financial Life every Saturday morning, 8 to 9, here on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Well, the love like glee.
Yes, science. So hopefully you'll be at home before Christmas, because right now your time's getting a little short. We could probably do it if we got all of our ducks in a row. We've been known to, you know, get these deals closed pretty quickly. But the title companies will probably be closed, you know, about 3 days before Christmas and all that kind of good stuff. So Allison is fiddling with our camera.
I have to
read it. It stopped? Mm-hmm. How did it stop?
I have no idea. Just keep going. Keep talking.
She broke it again. Anyway, so I had a column in the Press Democrat a couple of weeks ago. We didn't even recognize. We completely forgot about it. But it had to do with outsourcing. Crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, those kind of things. And it's funny because we went to look for an article on crowdsourcing and crowdfunding, and prang, there my article was like third organically
first.
On the search. First? Mm-hmm. Wow, first one. It's very cool. So we're gonna chat about that here in a bit. But some of the things that are going on right now, the rates are obviously, you know, we had that, not just the Trump effect, but it was the overall effect of the economy, a lot of different things going on. So the rates right now are about 4.25%. So, you know, they've gone up pretty dramatically, you know, gosh, in the last like 6 months. We have one client who was actually looking, when she started looking, the rates were 3.5%. So now they're at 4.25%. So that gets a little, you know, if you're tightly qualified.
Right. Well, we talked about that last week, too. If you're really tight and the rates start inching up, you're, you know, where you were looking at homes that were, made a loud sound. If you were looking at homes that were, you know, 500,000, now maybe you're looking at homes that are, you know, 480. You know, you've lost a little bit of leverage there unfortunately, with the rates going up.
Yeah. So, and we don't know just what's going to happen with these rates. I mean, you know, there's things happening in the world right now which are kind of unsettling. I mean, Fidel Castro passed away, so. I have a friend of mine in Florida, and John Laxon, who just moved there, and he's telling me it's just like party central there now, because obviously most of the people who are in Florida that were from the Cuban community were the ones who fled Cuba when Castro took over. So, they're kind of like saying the Wicked Witch is dead. So from their standpoint, but others on the nation, you know, are kind of mourning because Castro was their leader for God knows how many years. So either way, there's just so much unsettled things in the economy and overall in the world. So once we have this, you know, kind of like, you know, we just say a bit of uncertainty, because who knows what Trump's going to do. I mean, now there's a recount perhaps going on. So there's all these issues in the economy. And when you get unstableness in, you know, the world, that's when things start shaking around. That's when the bond market starts reacting. When the bond market starts reacting negatively, and then there go the rates. So the 10-year Treasury bill, I haven't watched that this last week because we were pretty much off. But that is something you need to – that's a good bellwether, like something to track. So if you see that trending upward and you're thinking about refinancing or you think about making a purchase, I heard an article today, Allie, they were talking about millennials who are actually in, you know, the Xers, they're getting ready to buy homes in college towns. Oh. Because their kids eventually, I guess they've already got their kids planning on going to a college.
Yeah, well, yeah.
They want to get a house there now. You know, you can rent it out. Then when the kid's ready to go to college 18 years from now,
yeah, well,
they'll have a place to go for it. You know, it'll be worth, like, they'll probably be able to pay, you know, for the tuition for the school by how much money they made on the house.
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting. I thought that was kind of cute. So anyway, but we have, you know, on the 11th of December, that's two Sundays from now, we have a really cool speaker. We're going to talk about these folks, and I put it on my website. Did I put it on yours, too?
On Facebook? Yeah. You put it, yes, you posted it on my Facebook
and,
page.
And what it is, it's CaliforniaChristmasTreeLights.com or something like that. But it's these guys who track in every community that person who just, you know, has this irresistible urge to light up not only his house, but the entire neighborhood by how much wattage he's using with his electricity and with his decorating lights. You know, we all know somebody like that. Joe, anybody in Cloverdale gets like crazy like that?
I don't know about Cloverdale, but there's a guy down the block from where I live now in Santa Rosa. In fact, he's got a little shortwave radio. It plays, if you go to this Right FM station and you're within two blocks of him, you get the music along with the show. It's pretty cool. But I saw him out there working on it one day after Halloween.
He started putting it together.
Yeah, he probably needed that time.
It's a lot of work and, like you say, voltage. But I wonder if a lot of those make money on it because, you know, they usually have the little help donate things.
Yeah, they
can't make that much money. I mean, there used to be a guy over on Creekside who had this incredible show. But the cool thing about his was everything was animated. So he had everything was like moving up and down, and this kind of every window had a little scene in it. And I found him one day. I was driving by there, and he's at work. And I said, "Excuse me, what do you pay for your bill?" He goes, $800 a month. That's what it costs for his electricity.
Wow.
And he's quit doing it. But
wow.
But it was so funny because it's usually the effect when you have somebody like that in your neighborhood, everybody else has nothing in their front yard or in their house or anything. I don't know if they have like Christmas tree ornaments envy or something, but it just kind of cracks me up because usually anybody around them is just like, "Dear, you're going to put the lights up?" You go, "Why?"
Why? Yeah, the neighbor did it for us.
Who's going to look at our lights? You know, I mean, who's going to look at my little thing out front, you know, my inflatable or something? But
well, so this the guy he's going to be calling
yeah,
in.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to chat with him and get the best, the latest, and the greatest. And if you want to, we put it on, I don't know if I put it on the blog or not, but I put it on my Facebook. So you can go and check it out, but we'll put it on the blog for you. Can you find it? It's California.
Oh, yeah. I was looking.
Why don't you give us the address so people can look it up, Allison?
Okay.
She's just checking her message.
I am not. No, I was looking actually for something that I know we're going to talk about, and I can't find it on here. So here's best lighting displays for the holidays in California and in Santa Rosa. And this is your blog that you wrote, so hang on a minute because I have to open it.
Why are you hanging on?
Yeah, you just keep talking. We're going to talk about some other fun stuff today.
I know there's a whole block just off Sonoma Avenue.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, also
Walnut.
Not too far away from the police.
I think it's Walnut. Yeah. But there's also Christmas Tree Lane, which has been there forever. You never been down Christmas Tree Lane? Joe, get the heck out of here.
Sure, I have. Where's this Christmas tree?
It's the end of Eulupa, where it crosses Montgomery.
And probably.
You drive right around there. If you've never been to Christmas
We always go on a tour.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the tradition, drive around and see the lights.
Yeah. So did you find it?
I did. So it's called CaliforniaChristmasLights.com.
Yeah, there you go. CaliforniaChristmasLights.com. And you can search every town in California.
Yeah, it says find the best holiday light displays in your hometown. But you can also submit a house. If your house is extra special and,
there you go.
And it's not on here, then go on to this CaliforniaChristmasLights.com. and add, it says submit a house. So you can add your house, add your neighbor's house, or you drive by and say, hey, that's a really cool house. I want people to go see it.
What if they check it out? How do they know?
I don't know.
If it's like some dump next door, the guy's just mad at people or something?
Well, didn't he? I think he's replied back in your email saying that he wasn't quite ready yet to because he had to vet some of the, I think they do check it out.
Yeah, he says all the big displays are not quite up yet. But December 11th, they'll be in full bloom. He will be on the show. We'll chat about that. So we'll spend about a segment with him and talk about those kind of goodies, okay?
Right.
So it should be a lot of fun because now is the season for high electric bills and and great things. We're going to chat about, and, you know, we talked about the interest rates going up. But also, you know, we talked about migration, you know, in the county. From San Francisco, and I saw another, thing about migration, and it's really interesting to note that people from Santa Clara are actually going into San Francisco at higher numbers than anybody going into Santa Clara, and it's the reason that is because now San Francisco is really not displacing Santa Clara as far as the tech world, but some of the biggest ones are in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
Google, Salesforce, they're monsters.
Yeah.
And, you know, the nice thing about living in Santa Clara, excuse me, the leftover turkey. The thing about living in Santa Clara is that you can, like, leave one company and go next door and start working for another one.
Yeah.
If you're 25 and you haven't worked for seven of these companies, you're considered a failure. But that's what happens. But now they're coming to San Francisco because this is really where the high-powered jobs are. But that's displacing people that live here because these guys come up and they can afford to pay, $3,500 a month for a studio apartment in San Francisco. But then you can see where they're kicking out to. So Alameda County, right across the Bay Bridge in Oakland, that's taken off like crazy. And then you look at our area, and we're starting to see, migration coming up in our area.
Yeah.
From San Francisco and especially from Marin County. So I was watching the numbers, and Alameda by far is the biggest area where, people are leaving to come to San Francisco. Everybody else is leaving San Francisco because it's so darn
expensive.
All right, except for those folks from Santa Clara.
Yeah, well, just as expensive down there too. So they're not seeing this huge pricing in San Francisco when down there in Silicon Valley, all of that. Prices are just as ridiculous as San Francisco.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
Just as ridiculous.
Yep. So it'll be interesting to see what happens when they get the train running and see if that really does happen once again. So we're gonna chat about this issue with the whole thing about groundwater. We had those folks from the city. Now this was from the state. Excuse me, years ago, about 3 years ago. Where there was this proposition that was passed like 14 years ago. It was passed forever ago, and it was never implemented because it basically told the state to issue a statewide septic system overview.
Yeah.
And you can't do that when you have so many different soils types and topography, climates, everything else to do with the state of California. Look at the state of California. You have the Sierras. You have the desert. You have L.A., which is a desert, basically, and all these different types of topography, and then all the soils changes. Just look in Sonoma County. I have one of the old, they're called soils books, and you can actually open it up, and it's some old aerial photos, but it's a huge book, and it shows all the different soils types for Sonoma County. And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of soil types. And people don't realize that. And so what's happening is that you have this state that came along and said, okay, we're going to issue a statewide ordinance. Ordinance? No, that's ordinances. That's armaments.
Was it an overlay?
Ordinance. There's ordinance and whatever. Overlay, thank you. Okay, they actually passed something, or they gave the counties a while to talk about it. So we're going to come back and talk what happened because of this and what you got to be careful of if you're trying to do what's known as a voluntary septic repair.
Okay.
Voluntary septic
repair. Stuff. Stay tuned.
Important stuff. Stay tuned. We're going to come back and talk about that. When we return with the Real Estate Hour, I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
We'll be right back after this word. This word. These words.
A few words.
Call a number 636-1350. We'll be right back after these words.
Where the love light gleams.
Sonoma County. I'm Ian Clark, and this is the home of Golden State Warriors play-by-play, 1350 and FM 103.5 KSRO.
Donald Trump tweets today that it's sad Hillary Clinton is joining an effort to force recounts of votes from the election in up to three crucial states, coming on top of another tweet of his saying it's a fundraising scam that Green Party nominee Jill Stein was revisiting the vote count in Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. Trump's senior advisor Kellyanne Conway says she has personal concerns about Mitt Romney possibly being considered for Secretary of State after Romney's attacks on Trump during the campaign.
We're all for party unity. I don't think a cost of admission for party unity has to be the Secretary of State position.
Conway on ABC's This Week. A new vaccine against HIV to be tested in a trial to be launched in South Africa Wednesday could be, as one top U.S. health official says, a nail in the coffin of the disease if it's successful. The study aims to enroll 5,400 sexually active men and women in South Africa. Workers sprucing up the Cuban capital's sprawling Revolution Plaza, setting up fencing in preparation for 2 days of tributes to Fidel Castro. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you three quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
Tune in to Travel Tuesdays from noon to 12:30 each week and discover where you can take your next bucket list vacation. Travel expert Elise Corey, owner of TravelWise, the only virtuoso travel agency in Sonoma County, puts her nearly 30 years' experience in the travel industry to work for you as she guides you around the globe and across the seas. Listen to her shows when you want to at KSRO.com. Just click on Travel Tuesdays and choose your podcast. That's KSRO.com.
Partly cloudy skies today at 60 degrees, 58 on the coast. Clear skies tonight, low 42, 44 on the shores. Few clouds for Monday at 63, 62 in Bodega Bay. Sunny skies for Tuesday at 63 degrees, 61 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning. We're back. It's the Real Estate Hour. Heard every Sunday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County KSRO. And that's 1350 AM, 103.5 FM, streaming live at KSRO.com. And on Facebook Live, and on our Facebook page, which is the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
Yep.
You can reach us during the week or during the show at nodumbquestion@gmail.com. That's nodumbquestion@gmail.com.
Because and then in real estate, there are
no dumb questions. So we answer questions throughout the week and would be glad to answer any questions you might have about real estate or help you out if you are thinking about putting a home on the market or thinking if it's a good idea, a good time to do it now, if you should wait. If you want to buy a home, this is the best time, in my opinion. I think yours too. This is the best time of the year. If you've been competing with lots of buyers and missing out on properties, this month is the best time. Actually, last weekend was the best time, but you missed it.
They're coming.
So,
they're coming up.
You know, during the holidays, a lot of people shut down. A lot of people stop looking. Agents go on vacation. This is really a good time if you're serious about buying to get out there and put an offer in on a house that maybe would have had a lot of competition and now it doesn't.
So less competition this time.
Less competition. And serious buyers that, I mean, sellers. Excuse me, and serious buyers. I was getting ready to sound like Mike over here clearing my throat.
Yes, you did sound like Mike.
I wasn't quite as bad. But anyway, Give us a call here on the show, 707-636-1350.
Yeah, this is a great time. So if you're looking around, you know, get out there and don't give up. I mean, if you've been looking for 3 or 4 months and you're going, I'll never buy a home.
I know.
You know, I mean, this is really the time. And I talk about a client who, you know, 2 days before Thanksgiving, you know, my teacher, Bev, who was actually, it was in the Press Democrat, had an article about her.
Yeah.
The struggle she had to buy. But she did. She did find a home because we got right on it, and we made an offer.
We were there during the
2 days
yeah.
before Thanksgiving, and she got the property. And so, just don't give up on that. Right until probably the end of January, near Super Bowl. When is Super Bowl this year, Joe? Is it the last Sunday or something like that, or
what? One of those.
One of those.
Okay. Last, it's usually around the February 3rd.
My mom's birthday is February 3rd. It's stuck into February in the last couple of years.
So right then, you know, that's when the houses will start coming onto the market. It'll be kind of curious to see where the inventory is going to be going. I mean, because right now we're still really low with inventory. But we're not as low as we were in the past. You know, 650 homes maybe. There was a time when we only had 450 homes. So that's just nothing. So hopefully, I think what's going to happen is a number of things. The people asked me, I taught a class 2 weeks ago. They said, what's going to bring more inventory to the market? The biggest thing, I think, if the rates go up, if they keep going up, and we hit a point where it's just too darn expensive to buy here in Sonoma County, what's going to happen is that someday some guy's going to say he's going to put his house on the market, nothing's going to happen in a week or two, and he's looking at his agent and says, lower the price. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to lower the price, and he's going to get it lowered until he gets a sale. Then he's going to be the new comp.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then what's going to happen is that the inventory, even it may be coming into the market, but we don't have the buyers because the rates are too high. So what do the people have to do? They have to lower their prices.
Yeah.
So that's how it starts. One guy is the next comp, and the next guy comes on the market. He goes, I'm going to list it at that house. That price, everybody else is sitting there way high. They got to start chasing the market. So that's where the inventory may come on, and we may see some more sales kick in. But right now, other than that, it's kind of we're kind of stuck in this
slim pickings
kind of land. But it could be worse.
Yes, keep on swimming.
Yeah. So getting back to the talk about swimming about septic tanks.
Don't go swimming in your septic tank.
Don't do that.
Could we tell the story about the time when we dropped it? What did we drop into the tank? It was a shovel or something out there on that country property out there off of Guerneville.
We dropped a shovel,
and we were looking to see.
There's no water in there.
No, I know. I don't know what we were doing. I can't. No, but we did. And
Alice and I, for the fun of it, we go dig up septic systems and look inside.
No, there was a reason that we had. Oh, because it had that gravel in the pipes to see, and somehow it hadn't had a. So anyway, we were taking a look ourselves. Not that we would recommend you doing that yourself, but we did drop a shovel in there and had to get it out.
Yeah, but it was, thank God, it was dry. So
it was pretty dry. Yes,
it was pretty dry. But getting back to those systems that are not dry, so I had a friend of mine call me whose name is Doug Del Fava. He's a realtor over at W Real Estate. Doug's been in the business about as long as I have, and he ran into an incident where they had a piece of property where the septic system was on a neighbor's property, and basically they were going to do what's called a voluntary repair, because I guess they couldn't work out the easement with the neighbor, so they were going to have to do a new system or new leach field on the subject property. So that's usually considered a voluntary repair. So they went down to the county, and the county sprang on them and said, well, we got to check for on-site water. You got to go down if there's water, you know, above 2 feet, then guess what? You're going to have to go ahead and put a whole new, you know, class one system in.
That's horrible. So let me get this right. So they were trying to do the right thing and go to the county.
And get a permit. It's called a voluntary repair. It's just not a permit. It's called a voluntary repair versus a neighbor who calls and your system is running down the street. That's not a voluntary repair.
No.
There's no abatement issues given out by the county. That's not a voluntary repair.
Right.
So a voluntary repair simply says, okay, we found out our septic system was over there, so we need to go ahead. We want to repair it.
Right. Well, what my point was, instead of, you know, so they were doing the right thing by going down to the county and doing it through the proper channels.
Yep.
And
so they were told, and this is that issue we had where, you know, all those people are here from the state, and we're trying to issue this overlay for the entire state on how septic systems should respond. Well, what they did is they gave the counties like 3 years to come up with the plan themselves. So right now, what it looks like is that, and we're going to try to get more information on this, but we're already seeing agents running into this problem, is that if you're doing a voluntary repair and you have a high water table, then you will probably have to do a class one septic system, which is, believe me, a heck of a lot different than what these older systems are like. Now, you could probably argue, well, they're a better system, but the problem is not just that. The problem is you may not be able to do a class one system on that property. So what do you do? So, you know, I was talking to Mike about it. He goes, well, number one, they're either going to do it or they're going to get Fred the handy-dandy backhoe guy to come in and just, you know, stick a couple of leach lines in the ground and bang, we got a septic system again.
Right.
Because if the alternative is a $40,000 to $50,000 mound system.
I know. Well, that's what I'm saying. So we're going to have Mike Trinan on. We can talk about this a little bit. So say that happens and you go in there and they say, oh, you have to do this. And that, can you say, never mind, forget it. Forget I said anything.
Well,
never mind.
Can, you can, but, you know, and I don't know if they're going to really, they have the manpower to monitor it.
Right. That's the thing.
Want to go in and say, look, you know, I live over here. This is what's happening. You know, it's always good, you know, just don't give me your damn address if you can't. You know, I mean, and try not to give them your name.
Well, and we talked to clients about that too. I actually just mentioned that to a buyer that we're working with the other day. As far as going down to the city or the county, be careful what you say when you're trying to find out about unpermitted work.
Well, that's why we usually refer people to Tom Hasted, who's our permit consultant we use quite a bit. And Tom will go down there and he knows what to say. He knows the lay of the land. Unfortunately, now the PRMD, Permit Resource Management Division, they had layoffs of 8 of their most seasoned people there, because what was happening is that if they didn't retire on a certain date, their health insurance would have gone up like $600 more per person per month. So they went, really? So we guess we better retire now. So all 8 of them retired because of health insurance.
Yeah.
You know, and this is kind of a definitely, you know, when you talk about a topical issue, you know, health insurance is deciding a lot of different things in our world. And in this case, it's a PRMD. Now we've missed 8, I think Mike told me, 150 years of seasoned experience.
Wow.
At PRMD. Now, some people would say, well, good.
Get
them out of there. You know, I mean, get the old culture out, because I know Tennis Wick, who's the new head over there, he was trying to get, you know, change the culture. Well, that's one way to do it, is get rid of 8 people. But then again, you know, nobody knows where the bodies are buried anymore. So,
yeah.
There's a lot of different things over there.
A lot of experience,
you know, really know what's going on. So that's what you're up against now when you go to the PRMD. And I understand the septic and water is even worse. So you just got to be careful going over there, and you may get one opinion one day and another opinion the next day.
Yeah.
So this is why you really need to use like Mike Trinan to design your system, or Hogan, you know, call, you know, Hogan
Land Services,
and those guys over there can take you through the whole maze of what's going on. It's money well spent, because you could go in there and be told one thing, you get it all set up, you get the plans, and you go in there and they go, gee, I'm sorry, that's a repair.
That's wrong. Who told you that?
You have to do a whole new system. And matter of fact, it has to be a mound system, and it's going to cost you $40,000. You're going, ha-ba.
Say what?
What? Yeah, it's not even.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Okay, so we'll get it more into detail when we get Mike trying.
Yeah, Mike's checking it out, and he's going to try to get some more information for us.
And in the meantime, if you do have questions, nodumbquestion@gmail.com is a great way. Or give us a call directly. You can call me at 707-799-3617. If you can't wait for Mike Trinan to be on to hear all about septic.
Yeah, well, you know, Mike's in the book. He's, you know, he's, and his name is spelled, though, a little kind of funny. It's, I think it's T-R-I-E-N-E-N. Trinan, or it's Trinan. I always get that confused.
It's either EI or IE.
Yeah.
Which one?
But if you want Tom's number also, we'll look them up for you and give them to you. We have their numbers. Matter of fact, mine's on my phone, which is also our video camera right now. But we'll look them up for you and get them to you. Or we'll post them on the blog.
I think it's
ourblog.com.
Excuse me. It's Mike Trinan, T-R-E-I, not I-E, E-I, N-E-N.
What's his number?
And his number is 526-0872, and that's 707. 526-0872. Yeah. I don't have his email right here.
That's right. We'll post it on the blog for you, okay?
We'll put it on the blog.
Web page for you. So we'll take a break and come back more with the Real Estate Hour. We're going to chat about where the money is. Where are the cash buyers happening, okay?
All righty.
Guess where they are. They're probably where...
Where the deals are.
They are where the deals are. So
follow the money.
About.
We'll talk a little bit. We're going to squeeze in a little bit about crowdsourcing, crowdfunding, which was the topic of your article in the Press Democrat a couple weeks ago. We forgot to talk about it. It's a really kind of interesting idea, and we're going to talk about it when we come back.
Okay, we'll take a break. Come back more at the Real Estate Hour. Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
Right back.
The Kim Komando Show, Sundays noon to 3. On News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
There are over 172,000 licensed real estate agents in California. 172,000 possible outcomes when it's time to sell your home. If you want to sell your home faster, for more money, with less hassle, call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman.
I've been selling homes full-time in Sonoma County since 1978. Allison and I will build a strategic marketing plan to help you sell your home so you can list it, sell it, and get on with your life.
We know how to position your home for maximum appeal, when to launch the campaign, and how to use every tool in the arsenal, online, offline, on the air, and in the air.
With drones.
To put your property in front of people who are ready to buy.
Show us your home and we'll show you 3 quick and easy tips to make your home look better to buyers, even if you don't use us.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. Call Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Don't forget to listen to Mike and Allison on the Real Estate Hour, Sundays, 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on KSRO.
The sports fanatics are back. Overtime with Nick and Bob, Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. on 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO. Fan-driven and fan-supported, they've got opinions with convictions. Wrapping up a week's worth of sports, they'll give it to you straight with no chaser. Tune in Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. for Overtime with Nick and Bob on KSRO.
Listen each Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to noon for Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market. Garden Talk is hosted by Steve Garner and Gwen Kilcher, who welcome your gardening questions each week. And Good Food Hour is hosted by Chef John Ash and Steve Garner, with delicious insight into cooking, eating, and enjoying good food. It's Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour, Saturday mornings on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Now, here's more with Mike and Allison on News Talk 1350 KSRO.
Good morning. We're back. Mike Kelly, it's the Real Estate Hour. I had a call from a listener during the break. And Mike Trainin, he is a wastewater consultant. Okay, and basically Mike is a registered sanitarian. He worked at the county for years as the guy behind the desk, and now he's out, you know, basically doing testing and kind of helps you win your way through the county when it comes to any kind of septic work, repair, this type of thing. So if you have a question about your septic system, he's a good guy to talk to. He can come out and take a look at it. The pumping is about $400 to $500. Once they open that up, and then Mike comes along and looks for any cracks, are the baffles broken, all this kind of stuff. Is your tank okay? The easiest thing is to probably replace the tank. I think we did one for that Kernville Road property.
Yeah, was it about $8,000 or something?
No. It was much. It was better.
Was it
than
less
that.
Than that?
Oh yeah, it was like $6,000. Oh, well. But then they had a brand new, you know, new tank. And then they actually did some work on the leach field, too. But to give Mike a call, and Allison gave you his number. And we'll also post it on the blog.
Yeah, which is the realestatehourblog.com. Yeah.
So we have new loan limits. We're going to have probably Otto on maybe next week. We can get him here and chatting about the new loan limits for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. Remember, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are the two huge, what they call government-sponsored entities that recycle most of the money in the nation. And they basically, everybody sells to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac because banks don't like to hold too much stuff on their books, especially at the rates they are today.
Right.
So they sell them to Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac, and then the money is recycled into the economy and all that good stuff. So right now the rates are about 4.25%, but we have new loan limits, so we're going to get a kick up. Now, the funny thing is, though, is that when you look at a lot of the non-conforming, which is above what we call the new levels, they're actually cheaper.
Yeah, it's a little bit cheaper money. It's what you call a jumbo loan when you hear somebody talk about a jumbo loan. That's a non-conforming loan. The loan limits have gone up, and it's funny. In Sonoma, there's a range, and we'll have to talk to one of our lender friends and find out why the range. But it may have to do with area, because these are all county, and because we are, our prices are high, they up the loan limits a little bit.
Our prices are high.
So this is a really cool map. It's at FHFA.gov, and if you just search conforming loan limits map on that website, I can't see on my phone here what the actual link is, but if you go to FHFA.gov, it's a really cool map. You can search and see where the loan limits are throughout the country. Sonoma County, 500,000 to 636,000 is the range.
So we'll get clarification on that next week.
Yeah, and then when you get down into Marin, it's more 636. Yeah. It's higher, a little bit higher.
Higher priced area, San Francisco. We are when it looks at the Bay Area, we are the least expensive of all the six major counties, except for Solano, which is real cheap. But we have a coast and we have wine country.
Yes. Well, right. So in Mendocino County, which is north of us and is also a little cheaper, is their high loan limit is in the 4 range.
Yeah,
420.
Yeah, any area
like
outside
that.
Of the Bay Area will be less. Mm-hmm. So we were talking about where are the cash buyers, and there's a great blog that I follow. It might be too technical for a lot of our listeners, but if you're kind of a junkie when it comes to data like I am, it's called Calculated Risk, and it's a great blog. And this guy pretty much brings in all sorts of different stuff. I mean, it's just not all real estate. It's a lot of to do with the economy. So if you're an investor and you want to be up to date on what's going on in the economy, it's a great website, Calculated Risk. And they were talking about looking at the distressed market and then the cash amount of cash buyers. So our cash buyers have been decreasing over the last 5 years. Right now, it's about 23% of all of our transactions, closed sales per month, are cash. Hmm. The vast majority are conventional, and then followed by FHA, then VA. Right. So we have a lot of people going conventional, but we still have like 23% cash buyers. Now, if you look they have this great breakout of where the cash buyers are, they're all in Florida.
Hmm.
And the thing about it is they're in Florida big time. It's like 56 to 58% cash deals. So Florida, they were the ones that just got rocked by the...
They're still recovering.
Yeah, they're still recovering. Matter of fact, if you remember The Big Short, it was Florida where they were going into these subdivisions, and nobody lived there.
Yeah.
This one guy was renting a house, and he had no neighbors.
There was a sky rise where it was condos. And it was like a 2020 article, TV show.
There was one family
living in this high rise.
It wasn't even a family. It was a couple. I think it was like an adult kind of like really hot high rise condo.
Right. And then the problems that you have, even with the neighborhoods that are empty too, is the HOAs are not. Nobody's paying into the HOA. So this one high rise, this luxury condos, was just falling apart because nobody was paying into the infrastructure for the HOA. So some of the problems you have. So we've always, when you're looking for investment property, follow the money. And the fact that our cash buyers are down in the 20% range, means that the investors have kind of pulled out a little bit.
Yeah.
I think there's still some there, but it's not as effective to
Miami right now, the whole area of Miami is 58.8% cash buyers. All right,
wow.
and their total distressed market is 9%, so it's come down dramatically, from the old days when they were like huge. I mean, one time we were like 50% of all of our sales were distressed. Right now, for Sonoma County, I think we had 1% of short sales, and 1.9% of REO. We had total sales last month of like I think they're in the 385 or something like that. So you can see it's nothing at all.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, you know, three sales. And, so,
and they're still there, and there are still some people struggling a little, and I think banks are not as lenient as they were. But
yeah, but they're not.
But we're not seeing the huge.
No, I know, and I keep hearing people, oh, the next big, you know, implosion. Well, number one, I don't see it happening. Number two, a lot of those people that were stuck in those houses are coming out of there 5 or 7 years. Mm-hmm. So hopefully they'll be able to buy again and refinance and all that kind of good stuff.
Yeah, and people that are stuck in the homes that fought off a short sale or a foreclosure may not realize that they actually have enough equity now to sell and, you know, get out from underneath that loan maybe and have a little bit of money coming out, not have to be short.
But all the, you know, all the big cash deals are all in Florida.
All right.
So if you're thinking about maybe buying that retirement house you know, in Florida, and I had a friend of mine just
Today's
did that. I sold his house up on in Windsor for about $1,150,000. And then he went and bought a, you know, a beautiful little place in a retirement gated community in Florida for $349,000.
Nice. Yeah.
See, when you talk about immigration and migration, you know, those people that are leaving us, okay, mm-hmm. they're going to Florida, they're going to Texas, they're going to Arkansas,
Arizona.
To Georgia, you know, I mean, all these cheap places where you can really do a nice lateral move,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they did a study of this where a lot of the boomers are doing just that. You know, they're just taking, they found out that 60% of all sales are still within 20 miles of the sale of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 60%? People don't really, 60%. So people don't really move all that far away.
Right.
But the balance of them take off.
Yeah. You know, it's like, why are we doing this? Let's go somewhere else.
Well, and the reason they're doing it is because they're going to reduce their household expenses.
Yeah. No, I meant, why are we staying here and struggling and trying to make it here? Why don't we go somewhere
else? Usually get more house than they had before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, more square footage. It's newer. It's single level. It's in an area that is a hell of a lot cheaper to live.
Yeah.
All right. And, you know, there are people their age, and they all look at each other and go, so what are we going to do today?
Yeah,
go play golf.
So sell your house, move somewhere else, and then we've got plenty of buyers out there who would like to buy your house.
There you go.
So and speaking of that, before we run out of time, we wanted to mention the crowdfunding. And it was interesting. You have an article in the Press Democrat. So actually, if you Google crowdsourcing for your down payment
or crowdfunding
or for your mortgage down payment, Mike's article will come up in the Press Democrat. But there's three websites, and there may be some others. These are the ones that we know of. One is called FeatherTheNest.com.
It's kind of cute.
FeatherTheNest. And then there's DownPaymentDreams.com. And hatchmyhouse.com. Right. And this is on the blog. It was actually an article we posted a couple of years ago. And it was in the context of, you're getting married instead of a gift registry. Why not do this?
Sure.
Well, here we are at the holidays. And, you know, you've got, you know, gifts coming at you, things you don't need. Well, how about setting up one of these crowdsourcing or crowdfunding sites and say, you know, we don't want any gifts this year. We were trying to buy a house. We've set up this registry.
Or maybe they're trying to do a remodel.
Right.
Maybe
that's the thing. Yeah, you can do it for a remodel. Mm-hmm.
Kids coming on the way and they look.
Need to add a room.
You know, hey, grandma, grandpa and uncles and everything, we have a kid coming. Yay! But we need an extra room or we got to redo the room. So instead of sending us, you know, baby clothes, send us cash.
Yeah, and we've set up this site and it goes in there. And so it's an interesting concept and a good idea, I think.
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting to see how things are going to happen. So you can check that article out. Okay, we're getting ready to sign off here. So look, we'll see you next Sunday. We're going to have somebody talk about the new non-conforming loan limits. Hopefully you'll be in a home before Christmas. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
You're probably still eating turkey, which I'm going to have today.
And getting your house all jolly and merry.
You got to get your house all jolly and merry and all the good stuff. And we will see you again next Sunday. This has been the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
I'm Allison Norman.
Have a great Sunday.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly and Allison Norman, the Kelly Norman Team. Join Mike and Allison every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Call in and ask your questions direct. And don't forget to check in daily with the Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Then listen to the Kelly Norman Team on the Real Estate Hour Sunday mornings from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on News Talk 1350 KSIRO.